Unit 3, Exercise 17. You'll hear an interview with an American student, Jessica. Take notes of the problems American students might face when they start college.
Our program today is for those who are planning to go to college. What do you know about college life? Your parents keep telling you that college means studying, studying, and more studying, that if you want to succeed in life, you should always be on top of your class. Or don't they? Still, your friends and elder cousins tell you quite the opposite. So who are you inclined to believe? Here in our studio is Jessica Klein, a sophomore from the University of Utah, who will try to tell us what it is that freshmen wish they'd known. Jessica, what did you expect your first year at university to be?
Frankly speaking, I thought I knew the stories. As a high school senior, I imagined a wild undergraduate lifestyle straight out of the movies. Now my freshman year at the university is over. I found I had to work harder than I had expected to keep my grades up. I think my mom was right saying that studying is the priority, while movies show the bright side only. Very soon I found out that there is a strict rule. If you flunk one test, you're screwed. You have to have so much self-motivation.
Yeah, popular mythology about college life seems to be quite deceiving.
At the end of my freshman year, I did have a project for my sociology class and asked some fellow students to imagine they were giving advice to their younger siblings about what they wished they'd known before starting college. Topics ranged from dating to drinking to dorm life, but they all agreed that by the end of the first year, you'd change a lot.
What are the most common problems they mentioned?
There's sleep, for a start. Almost everyone mentions it. As for me, I found myself staying up as late as 3 or 4 in the morning, either partying on campus or studying in the library. University libraries work overnight most of the time, you know.
What is the solution? Is it possible to choose either partying or reading?
If you never go to parties, you'll soon become an outcast, and that's very unpleasant. If you don't go to the library, you'll soon stop being a student, and that's disastrous. One of my fellow students, Chris, suggest that late classes so that you don't get up too early.
What is too early?
For me, too early is 10. For him, 12, I think.
And what was said about the absolutely new experience living in a dorm?
For most people, the most challenging point is learning to live in a prison cell-sized room with another person.
But very often, roommates grow to become lifelong friends.
Not in the case of my fellow student James, who returned home one night to find his roommate having turned their room into a hard rock music studio. He got really depressed because he couldn't fall asleep with someone practicing hard rock music in the same room all night long.
Is there any antidote for disorderly roommates?
Honest communication is usually a good start, but that wasn't enough for James. He ultimately had to complain to the college authorities, and his roommate kind of got kicked out.
How do you get on with your roommate?
Now it's all right, but at the very beginning it was quite difficult. She kept very distant from me. You know, that hometown honey phenomenon? She arrived at college attached to her boyfriend from high school and spent her time either talking to him on her mobile or writing long letters and crying. It took her about half a year to notice that there's a whole other world out there.
Yes. You kind of break all the connections you had before and start a new life. Adult life, by the way. And in adult life, money plays an important role. Were there any comments about money in your survey?
Sure. Learning to live with a slim wallet is a thing almost all freshmen face. Even if your parents are well off and keep supporting you, it's never enough.
Is it possible for a freshman to find a job?
Most colleges offer campus jobs. I had 2 jobs during my freshman year, but if I had to do it again, I would have gone the first year without a job. It might have given me more time to enjoy the first year the way I imagined it.
Thank you, Jeff.